We're coming to you with a very special extra podcast titled The Gretel Special. Sounds much like a pizza. It's so much to digest.
Behind Big Brother Podcast.
This is going to be a pretty interesting podcast because in this situation, I'm pretty anti-Gretel.
And I'm pro-Gretel, so we have opposing views for once.
I think the anti-Gretel sentiment has come through the most, so we'll start with you, Vid. Why did you think Gretel was in the right?
Well, she's allowed to have opinions. Everyone's saying, oh, she shouldn't have opinions, it was unprofessional. The woman is allowed to have opinions. Yes, she is the host of the show, and she does represent... She was right saying that she does represent everyone because that's the person that you see. Why can't she have opinions?
But don't you think the host of a television show should be objective in interviewing a housemate, even though they don't like them?
Well, it wasn't just her personal feelings. I'm sure a lot of people on the outside were feeling the same thing.
Well, that's one thing, because I've been spending all of today trolling forums, the official ones, our own ones, and all the people who are pro-Gretel say that Michael just deserved this.
Because... I don't think he deserved it at all. That's not the right word to use. But it's a bit confusing because on the website, it was definitely mentioned and hinted to that they kissed. But on the actual TV show, it was never mentioned at all.
That's one of my main points. Gretel basically lied about that. The footage was edited.
Everything's edited, though.
But the
it
fact...
wasn't edited to make it, like, as in chopping and changing. It was edited to just not show the end. That's not really editing. That's just cutting.
It's selective showing of camera angles. It's selective showing of footage, which is a form of editing.
Well, there was only the two camera angles, though. So
would you let me finish?
I'm pulling
I'm raising my Gretel finger at you.
Oh, no.
The problem I have with this situation is because Gretel went off the deep end. She totally lost the plot.
She didn't lose the plot.
Yeah, she did. You could see the blood vessels in her face throbbing. Anyway, I'm still raising my Gretel finger at you. The main problem I have with this whole situation is the fact that Gretel went off the deep end because of something that was true. She was trying to defend Big Brother and, I don't know, keep up the reputation of the producers and the show and whatever. But the fact is, they did change the footage.
No. It wasn't changed, though. It was just cut.
That's still selective showing of footage.
But it's not changing,
that's editing.
Though. That's not changing, though. Changing... You know, there was the only two camera angles that they showed. And
no,
that
but
they have.
If you go onto the front page of the website, the initial footage that they released on the website was only one camera angle. And then after this, they've added the extra camera angle. And they added the camera angle to the footage that was also shown to Michael.
Well, to me, the entire time, it was pretty damn obvious that they didn't kiss. I said that you can't judge depth, but, you know, you could see the top of Michael's head from the back of David. So they definitely didn't kiss. But... I don't think Gretel visits the website and has a forum user.
But she so readily says she knows about her own show, and she basically claimed that there was no editing going on in Big Brother at all. I mean, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. When the housemates go into the house, surely they sign contracts that say Big Brother can edit the footage whatever way he likes, and they sign it. They acknowledge that that's going to happen, even if they didn't read the contract properly, which they should have.
Even though the housemates sign a contract, that doesn't exclude the producers from feeding us, the viewers, footage that's misleading.
But they've done that for years. That's just the way the show works.
Yes, but but the whole drama of this one is because Michael finally questioned it with Gretel, and I mean, suddenly somebody questions the show and Gretel goes immediately on a hostile defense. Fair enough, she could have defended the show, but she did it in a totally inappropriate manner. She was
how should she have done it then?
She could have calmly discussed the issue instead of raising her finger saying, look buddy, I'm a mother, I'm right. She was basically trying to tower over Michael and use her age as some sort of position raising element.
I don't know. I really don't understand what the big kerfuffle with all of this is, because I know everyone hates when we bring Big Brother UK into the equation, but every single eviction, Davina, the host of the Big Brother UK, has something to say about the housemates. The last eviction, she was basically telling one of the housemates to shut up. No one said anything about that. Why is it so bad when our host has an opinion?
Because Davina says it humorously and it's in a joking context, whereas Gretel on Monday night was quite hostile towards Michael. It was obvious that Gretel didn't like Michael at all. And I see this a lot with Gretel. She doesn't seem to like...
She didn't like Ben last year.
Yeah,
she went...
it's all male housemates. She seems to be some sort of man-hater.
She's not a man-hater.
She does. If you have a look at her interviewing the male housemates, it's much different to interviewing the female housemates.
But so you think she should take a step back and just be completely positive with every single housemate, even though she... you know, she might not like what they've done.
No, what I'm saying is, in this instance, Gretel could have taken sort of a high road with this and calmly and professionally discussed an important issue with Big Brother, which is the editing. But instead, she raises her finger, raises her voice into this mean tone, and starts trying to immediately defend the show, when really what we should have seen is some sort of two-way dialogue. And she wouldn't let Michael get a word in. She kept cutting off in the sentences.
But he's like that, though. We saw it during nominations. He wants people to be 100% concentrating on what he's trying to say. If someone tries to butt in just a tiny bit, say one word,
but Gretel
he
wasn't,
stops completely.
Gretel was the one that was butting into Michael. It wasn't the other way around.
Yeah, I know. I never said it wasn't. But he could have kept going instead of stepping back and saying, are you going to let me finish? Are you going to let me finish?
He couldn't. And he did.
Finished. No, he didn't. He kept saying, are you going to let me finish? Are you going to let me finish? Sure, just keep talking.
If he didn't do that, Gretel wouldn't have let him say anything. Gretel was on a warpath.
She wasn't on a warpath. I don't know why he's so anti-Gretel, though. I really don't understand. Well, why can't she have opinions?
Well, up until this Sunday, and we'll talk about it later in the podcast, but up until this Sunday, I had no problem with Big Brother Australia. But
it was doing well.
It was doing well. And on Monday night, Gretel, it was just an obscene, unprofessional performance. It was, in one word, ridiculous what she did.
Well, it is live TV. She doesn't have time to sit back and say, what can happen here?
If
it's
she
all
was
straight off the ball. It's improvised.
If she was a professional television host, she would have had the personality and the ability to continue the conversation civilized rather than making herself look like an idiot on television.
I don't think she made herself look like an idiot at all.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't.
And what's worse is she claimed to be acting on behalf of all of the Big Brother crew.
But she didn't say, no, she represents the whole Big Brother crew because she does. We don't see Chris Noble. We don't see everyone else. We only see her. When people think of Big Brother, they think of the housemates.
Okay, well,
and
basically,
her.
She just made the whole Big Brother production crew look like idiots. I mean, it made her look very petty and low, the fact that she was telling her crew members to go run out and find this footage so that she could prove Michael wrong on live television. That's just very petty and low.
I don't think she was trying to prove him wrong. She was just.
Then why didn't she just leave it at that?
Because she wanted to.
She wanted to prove her wrong.
No, she wanted to make sure that he'd seen it so they could have a discussion about it. Even though it was shown at the end.
They couldn't have had a discussion about it because she told them to put it at the end.
No, she didn't at all.
Okay, we'll say she didn't tell them to put it at the end.
She wanted it straight away.
Why didn't they show it earlier then?
I have no idea. Maybe they were trying to find it.
They didn't want a discussion. They just wanted to prove Michael wrong and then move on and get Michael out of the way because he was inconveniencing the show. They didn't want any sort of political, any messy sort of discussion that would actually get people talking, would make people question the show. They just wanted to sweep it under the rug.
If it was going to be swept under the rug, do you really think Big Brother would have let her go on for so long? He would have been screaming on the air, shut the hell up, Gretel, shut the hell up, Gretel.
They probably were telling her to shut the hell up, but her personal dislike of Michael overpowered that, because you saw in our transcript that's on the front page of the website, there's a break when they actually move on to nomination talk. But then Gretel couldn't help herself. She had to just go back and start asking those stupid questions. Do you realize you're being recorded? Get to the point, Gretel. And Michael saw this and he said, I don't see the point of that.
My view of what she was trying to say there is that you do understand that you are being filmed and the angles don't always portray exactly what's going on. And, you know,
there was two angles there, and initially Big Brother only showed one of them, and Gretel flat out lied and said that they showed all the angles when they didn't on the Sunday package and on the premium website.
I know this isn't really helping her case, but in the end, she was probably told by Big Brother, but she did apologize to him. I know it was cheesy and awful, but I think she perhaps in the end realized, oh, I acted like a bit of a twat. I think I'll have to do it. I'm not going on your side now. I still completely agree with what she said, but she did come back and apologize in the end.
It wasn't much of an apology, might I add.
It was an apology still. Yeah, it wasn't much of an apology, but it still was one on live national television where a lot of people were watching.
Do you think she would have apologized if the producers weren't screaming in her ear?
I think she would have. She's not as dumb to just leave it. And at the end,
and
all the housemates have parties and at the end, and Gretel's always going to be there. You don't want to hate the host.
Before we move on to the next topic, we'll play some voicemails we've received about Gretel in the last 24 hours. If you have any thoughts on the Gretel incident, please do phone them in and we'll include them in a later podcast.
Hey guys, I just want to talk about the Mikey-Gretel SmackDown match that happened on Monday night. I think Gretel is totally unprofessional and she's got to go. So I think the next big twist should be where they put out to Australia a vote for the next host of BB, and it's time for Gretel to go. Bye.
Hi, it's a Snip 104 once again. Desmond and I have just finished watching the Noms show, in which Michael and Gretzky, the tranny, had a bit of a fight. Now, I'd just like to say, firstly, of course, you're a man. Secondly, you got hammered. Someone finally had the guts to get stuck in you on live TV. If it was me in Michael's position, yes, I would have said exactly the same thing. I wouldn't let Gretel and the Big Brother editing team get away with what they tried to get away with, because it just makes me want to spew my gal up, basically. Yes, Gretel, you look like shit tonight. Nothing new there. I mean, come on. Getting all defensive. Basically, Gretel, you got hammered, basically. That's all we have to say. It's about bloody time as well. That bloody time someone got stuck in her, she's just a stupid old hag. Is that all for me tonight? Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a Snip 104 again. Desmond is by my side. Say hello, Desmond. Desmond's got a bit of a sore throat. Can't really talk at this present moment. Anyway, I've just called in regards to the camera angles with the David and Michael kissing there. Firstly, I think Michael would have wanted to see the edited version that the nation saw on Sunday night. But no, they showed the unedited version. And the actual clip that we saw on Sunday night was actually about 2 seconds of that unedited footage there. So, yes, that really proved Gretzky wrong, didn't it? It was perfect editing, you know. I mean, good work. Michael was basically complimenting the brilliant piece of editing. I mean, I don't know why Gretel was getting so bloody offended. Stupid old fart, she can kiss my ass.
Hi guys, it's Kiz from the forums. Just about the Gretel incident, I'm going to get smacked for this, but I think Gretel was in the right. I personally don't think that Michael should have been saying, because there's always one in every season that talks about the editing and the angles and whatever, and Michael was right in the sense that he didn't kiss, but that's not the point. He shouldn't have aired it like that. They should have just, I don't know. Anyway, that's why I love Gretel, because she's such a bitch in places like that. Think of that. Think of Merlin. She rises to the occasion when she has to, and that's why I love her. Thank you.
I'd rather be clean than dirty. It's Clean Sanchez here. Oh, Gretel, it's so unfair. I'm fed up with the producers not attributing the boutique who sponsor Gretel's excellent maternity wear. They're definitely one-offs, as we've never seen anything like it anywhere. Who is the mysterious designer? Wouldn't it be a fantastic sight to see 100 women all dressed in identical maternity smocks, swanning around a local shopping mall, going about their business, shopping and berating naughty boys with the first name of Michael? And when she does have a baby, please not in the house. With all those camera angles, it would be just gross. Now, Michael, I was editing some home movies the other night. Saw what they did with Michael and David. Gave me a great idea to make some really lame footage into something else. Strip away the context, cut and rearrange, and voila, a whole new storyline. Thanks, Endemol Southern Star, for the inspiration.
Hello, this is, I'm a BB fan. Look, I missed the nomination show with Michael and Gretel and what transpired there, and it was great to be able to read the transcript on the front page. So I just wanted to say big thank you and keep up the good work. Thanks, bye.
To do with the Gretel and Michael incident on Monday night's eviction show, the nominations, I think that Gretel did absolutely wonderful. I'm full on for Gretel. Everyone else seems to hate her, but I don't think she's bad at all. Michael was in the wrong, in my opinion, and he's just a total arrogant smartass. Thanks.
I feel let down. I felt like a tool when I discovered there was no twist. Thank you, Channel 10. How many more votes do we need? It's so frustrating to have to vote someone into a nomination we have to vote again for. What's the point? Which brings me to my main idea for Big Brother's producers, or even perhaps the Department of Fair Trading. Who is voting out there? How much does your vote count? The show constantly insists that it's our say as to who is evicted, so how much volume does one voice have? My idea is that Big Brother should display the number of votes attached to each eviction/24-hour vote, etc., etc. I would also be interested in the number of voters. Like, say there were 100 votes, out of these there were 60 voters, meaning that some people voted more than once using the same phone line. I believe it should be mandatory for shows to display how many votes were cast. That's my idea. Big Brother 06 is worth watching to listen in here. Good work, guys.
Hey, guys, it's Jazzy here. Just wanted to say with his crap about Michael and Greta last night, as far as I'm concerned, I don't trust Michael as far as I can throw him, which isn't very far. And I think that the only way to settle this would be for Big Brother to call David into the diary room and ask him if he has any feelings for any, if he's had any feelings for any housemates in the house, if he's acted on those feelings, and if he kissed Michael. See ya.
Over 2 days, Big Brother 2006 has gone from a great series to a laughable series. We were all beginning to enjoy it, or we were thoroughly enjoying it, and now it's just completely gone down a gurgler.
I'm totally confused still, and I posted this on the forums and on my blog, how the show could go from pretty good to just absolute crap in 2 days. It only took two live specials for the show to just flop.
Okay, well, we'll start from the beginning. The first was, of course, this highly anticipated world. No, sorry,
gigantic
Australian
twist.
Gigantic, it's bigger than
Ben. It would blow your mind. Yeah.
Yawn, that's all I have to say. It wasn't big at all. Sure, it wasn't Australian first. At least they got that right. Other than that, it could have been something they could have just thrown in to put in on another, on a nomination show. They didn't need a special on it. It just wasn't called for. We've seen it before.
It was to try and compete with the Channel 7 show It Takes Two, which was premiering at the same time slot. But Big Brother failed anyway. It Takes Two rated higher than Big Brother in the overall demographics.
Do you really think they expected to rate higher with
Who
twist,
knows?
Shock, scandal, whatever it is? People, within the 5 minutes of watching the show, you knew what was going to happen for the rest of the show. Switch, straight off it goes. Don't want to see this. This is bullcrap.
Well, we did talk about it briefly, well, sort of briefly on the previous podcast. The show was drawn out, long, boring.
Not enough daily footage.
It was basically just footage from the diary room with some stupid graphic, and we have no idea whether they actually used a lie detector, a voice stress analysis test, and if they did, it's an unreliable technology, and they lied to the audience about the reliability of that piece of equipment.
Okay, so we had that, which we have talked about before, and then now we go to Monday night with this special about, you know, another twist in the works. The public are given a duty which isn't up to the public. It's breaking another fundamental rule of Big Brother. Housemates dominate, public evict. That's how it always works. Maybe they're trying to throw in this, you know, or maybe the public will like it because it's different. It's not different. It's just breaking the basis of Big Brother. You've got the core things that you need to have. Evictions, nominations. They need to stay the same. I don't want to rant out everything that they're doing, but it wasn't needed. Why couldn't we just vote to evict someone?
The nomination vote, seriously, this was the biggest sham ever. I've been watching Big Brother and I've been running a website on it for 6 years. This is probably the most overhyped, most blatantly bullshit stunt they've ever tried to pull on the show.
And everyone can see through it. Everyone can just see the big dollar signs behind it all. Who you want to be nominated, you know, they might not even be evicted, but, you know, just put them up for nomination, give them a scare.
You pay 55 cents to nominate. What do you get in return? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it was pretty obvious on the Tuesday night show where they were going with that, but we'll talk about that in a second. The other shot in the foot on Monday night was the Gretel argument that we just talked about. Whether you sided with Gretel or whether you sided with Michael, it still had a majority negative reaction from the audience. They didn't really like what they were seeing.
And it didn't help their cause at all. You know, nominations, it didn't do anything to it. It didn't make it better or worse. It just sort of, it was just stagnant for that whole special was almost stagnant.
Yeah, it just didn't seem to go anywhere. The whole thing's been full of buzzwords. I'm so sick of the phrase flying if I hear it again, I'm just going to shoot somebody.
I don't think Big Brother even knows what the concept behind this beef is. Like, he asked the housemates when they vote for later, what do you mean? What do you mean? And the housemates can never come to a conclusion for what they mean. So I don't think Big Brother knows either. He just thought we'd whack it on a special. Why not?
And then finally on Tuesday, we had the final special that's just
wasn't even worth a special either. Could have been done in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
It could have been compressed into 5 minutes before a daily show.
And Gretel, by the way, it wasn't the first time you've shown the faces. You did it in season 1. Yeah, I did just say Gretel, but it could have been the writers. But surely she could have remembered that.
Well, she seems so sure of herself knowing her own television show when she was arguing with Michael. Yet she doesn't seem to know her own show at all.
And I think we should just add in here the blunders that Chris Noble has had over this, you know, this past couple of days. he's broken several of these, the rules that we take, you know, that other, that keep Big Brother going each year. BB06 has made a great post on the forums about it. Housemates were informed that Michael had stolen the toothbrushes. There's a problem right there. Housemates are not supposed to know what goes on the outside. Big Brother always tells them, no, we won't use our cameras to tell you what happened.
And when the housemates do go to the diary room to ask if another housemate has done something, Big Brother in past has always said no.
Yeah, and then what's with telling us about the toothbrushes?
Probably couldn't afford to buy new toothbrushes for them.
They're only $1. Housemates were told that they had taken a lie detector test. Second no-no. You don't tell them that. That just brings more speculation to the housemates, which we all hate seeing. That's all I'm going to say on that. Housemates were instructed how to nominate.
Big Brother told them to vote for housemates that they thought were flying. No, you don't do that. You just broke your own nomination rules.
Housemates nominate who they don't want to see in the house. That's what happens. Housemates were informed of who the public had nominated, giving them direct information on the opinions of them in the outside world. You've broken it again. The housemates are not supposed to know if they're liked, if they're disliked. It doesn't work. It was bad enough when the housemates could hear cheering when Gretel was talking. That was bad enough.
Finally, they were told that there was a double eviction. This one's not so big, but it's still...
But still, what the hell? Why would you do that? I know the housemates were already expecting this. They've been expecting it every single weekend.
They expect everything. That's the whole problem. The whole series has become so predictable.
Another thing which BB06 didn't list was on Monday night when Big Brother said, these are the housemates up for nomination, Danielle went in, took the points off Crystal, and then he said, I'm not going to tell you who I was tonight. Housemates knew straight away something's going on. And then they knew straight away that they could put two and two together, that it was got to do with these questions that they were asked. Why didn't he just say, housemates, this is who was up for nomination. Then tonight, bring them back and say, oh, by the way, two extra other housemates are up for nomination as well. That would have been a lot better than what happened. Housemates were speculating all day, and it wasn't good viewing at all.
This whole thing has snowballed so quickly, and the snowball's just fallen off a cliff. A vote, which is so pathetic and so ridiculous. It was spawned from the fact that Channel 10 needed something to compete with It Takes Two, so they came up with the, quote, gigantic twist, which was a lie detected that was both unreliable and misleading the audience, which led on to a 24-hour grab-for-cash vote.
Personally, it just makes me feel that the whole production company think we're stupid. It's kind of an insult to everyone who watches the show.
That's the feeling I'm getting reading all of these posts on the forums. Fans are really not happy with how they've been treated on this one.
And we haven't had any sort of official reply from Southern Star Endemol or anything like that to say, you know, to defend them. There's nothing there to defend them.
Unfortunately, and I've read this on a few posts, whenever something like this happens in Big Brother, when there's a scandal, I think this one might have been the biggest so far, but with things like Belinda Gate and with Merlin, they just give it time and it blows over. Already I've seen a lot of posts on the official forums start to disintegrate, and people are starting to forget about the Gretel drama that only just happened last night. But unfortunately, it's going to blow over.
I want to hear what the production team have to say about it. That's all I ask. I just want to know. It's never going to happen, but it would be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Finally, I'd just like to say that Channel 10, the whole Big Brother team, they really need to tone down these so-called specials, because people are getting sick of these false promises.
I think we can live without them. We can live. We haven't had a week where there hasn't been a big twist or anything like that. Why not just go back to normal for a couple of weeks? Just let things settle down. The housemates will start to expect less, and they won't be so...
It will be more natural footage.
Yeah.
Because that house will just get on with it, and the housemates will be able to make their own entertainment.
Leave it for 2 or 3 weeks, then pull whatever you've got up your sleeve.
And make
out.
Sure it's a good twist.
Yeah, think not... about it before you do it. Research it.
I read a post on the official forums where people were joking that the producers just thought of this idea in the back of a taxi on the way home one night. I tend to agree. It was really not good. And what I think's happened is Channel 10 have put pressure on the producers to come up with something quick, smart. And it's just been crap. They've just come up with crap. And finally, they have to stop rehashing old footage.
Oh, yeah, we've seen so much recycled footage this weekend of the lie detector thing. We saw it once. We don't need to see it again.
And also tonight, on Tuesday night, it was just unnecessary showing these stupid packages of the housemates with footage as early as the lie detector test. We all remember it still. You don't need to add filler with old footage that we've already seen.
I was quite shocked to see that, actually, because usually they're pretty good. Like, Tuesdays, they don't show nominations, and Sunday shows, they don't show Friday Night Live, which I think is great. Get straight to the stuff that we haven't seen. But these last few days, they've been just recycling it again.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. They seem to have gone back to 2004, when we were very anti about the series. We didn't like it at all. They've gone back to that sort of overhyped garbage, when up until last Sunday, Big Brother 6 was really good. It was a different series. They'd taken a sort of a different approach with it, even though it was still Big Brother Australia. And now they've gone back to their old ways, which is having a very negative reaction with the audience. Okay, I think we've ranted on for long enough now.
We've bitched for long enough.
We have to let it all out.
If you do have things to say, please, you know, call in our voicemail. They're always open.
Email us in.
We will put them on the end of our next podcast. Until next time.
Thanks, Endemol Southern Star, for the inspiration.